The Aris HaTorah, Per Gimel, Ais Gimel, Seif Gimel. Seif Gimel, page Chaf. You still need that page from the Aris HaTchiyah that has Mem Chesan, because there are two notes that that's hafodestated underneath it, that we need Mar Mekaymas for Seif Gimel. So have that page ready, the page from last week, to have it ready. Ikka HaYadiyahi, now we're living inside Seif Gimel. Ikka HaYadiyahi, the main thing to know. Ikka hayyadiyahi. This is what, a continuation of what we're learning. Ikka hayyadiyahi shetiyah klolus ha-tayra dveka belev b'chayzik. Ha-kara brura kolkach. The ikka hayyadiyahi, Rav Kook says, in learning Tayra, is that what we've been learning about, the Klolus HaTayra, the Tayra de la'ela, the whole picture, without going into that again, Shetiyah Klolus HaTayra Deveka Belev, that it should be attached to a person's heart. Whenever you're learning the Pratim of Tayra, the details of Tayra, that the Klolus HaTayra should be Deveka Belev B'chayzik, Ba'akara Brua Kalkach, should be so strong, it should be so clear, Ad shemikaya hashpa'as haklal, to such a degree, that feeling of that connection to the Torah de la'ela, as per what we were learning the past few weeks, the klal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why I'm learning, and so on, that when you're sitting and learning the pratim of Torah, you should be so connected to that big klal of why I'm learning, and what's the point of my learning. Ad kidei kach, Rav Kook says, Ad shemikayach hashpa'as haklal, that because of the great hashpa'ah of that bigger picture, the klal, yushpa kayach hazihirus haprati l'chol mitzvahs v'digduke tayra, that there should be a hashpa'ah of a tremendous kach of zihirus, of care that is taken, of being meticulous and particular about every single tiny detail of that mitzvah. Kach hazihirus haprati l'chol mitzvahs v'digduke tayra. You see by some people that when this is not really, when the person is not really on this program that Rav Kook's talking about, he has a very, very big connection to the klal. In other words, a feeling of a connection to the bigger picture. But that feeling that he has doesn't descend into the prate pratim of the digduke mitzvahs and halacha, of how he keeps halacha. He's excited about Hashem. He's excited about the Torah de la'ela. But the Torah de la'ela does not connect to the Torah de la'sata in this way. Here we have the opposite problem. What we were talking about mostly, until now we were talking mostly about a person who gets lost in the Torah de la'sata. Meaning, and that's what Rav Kook's talking about here also, meaning that he just gets lost in the digdukim of mitzvahs, he gets lost in all the digdukim of halacha, he's making a thousand cheshbonos when it comes to shalach manis, whether or not the mashke could be a mana, and whether or not it has to be a shliach, you know, someone stands there and they, next to this one, he says, here, you give it to him, and all these things. There's also, even though there is such a view in halacha, it's not the widely accepted view. But a person can get lost in all the digdukim. He could forget that the tachlis of mishloach manis, ish levi ayu, is what? Is exactly that. It's to be mechazik, to be ma'ira, the ahava of one Jew for another Jew. You forget the whole thing. He's so lost in the digdukim of the mitzvah. Or he could be sitting, he's so nervous about the Megillah, about this letter or that letter. You have to be. But he could be so nervous that he doesn't think for a second about the story. And he'll say, Mordechai who? He's so nervous about this digduk and that digduk that he gets, that's one problem. There you have a person that's sitting in the Torah de la'sata, in the lower Torah, without a connection to the Torah de la'ela, and we were talking, and we continue to talk a lot about what that causes, what that brings. You could have another kind of person, just the opposite, that he's just talking about the Torah de la'ela. He's just like in Himmel. He's in that place of, you know, the Bani Shalom and Chassidus and Pnimius, and he's talking about this and like that. And he's only interested in the story of Purim, and he's not interested in the halachas of Kriyas HaMegillah, or the halachas of Mishloach Manis, and the halachas of Matanis Levi'im. He's just in the higher places. So that's the third layla without connecting to the third lasata. What Rav Kook is saying here is the when there's a healthy hookup from above to below, from the third layla to the third lasata, it goes both ways. Shetia klolus atar dveke b'leiv b'chesiv akor b'ruo kolkach ad shemikar ha-shpoz ha-klal yushpokar ha-zihirus ha-prati l'chal mitzvah d'duk ha-tayru. You shouldn't think that by being attached to the bigger picture of the Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu, that that's going to anyway, in any way, chas v'sholem, lessen your connection to the digduke prote halacha, to every single tiny little din and every single minig. That's not true. Then there's something wrong. There's something wrong. When it's right, then that hashpa of the Torah de Laila reaches all the way down and has a tremendous impact on the Kerach HaZehirus HaPrati L'chal Mitzvah Deduke HaTorah. When a person is connected to the whole, it's like L'Hav Alfal Fevdolis. You have a person that's decorating the inner chamber of the king. So you understand that if there's even one thing that's slightly off, says Makusha to the king and his kashus to the king is so great that person who's Makusha to the king when he's working in that place of the king inside that room, so even if there's a fly on the wall, it can be, or if there's a painting that's a little bit off, if the thing is altogether a wreck and it's not, but when you're in the chamber of the king, if there's a painting that's a little bit off, it stares the whole picture. When a person's makusha to the Torah de la'ela that we've been learning about, to the klal, to the bigger picture, that doesn't take away his interests in the prat, in the details of the picture. Fakert, in a healthy relationship between above and below, the more of a feeling the person has for the whole painting, the more connected and concerned he is with every single detail of the painting. That's what Rav Kook is saying. There's a hashpa of zehirus. Ad shemikor hashpa is haklal yushpa korach hazehirus haproti l'chol mitzvah v'digduke Torah. The hashpa goes all the way down to korach hazehirus haproti l'chol mitzvah v'digduke Torah. It goes all the way into all the prote mitzvahs and all the digdukim and halacha. Every single detail in halacha is influenced by that bigger picture, by the klal. It's influenced by that. And therefore, there's nothing that's insignificant, tiny, unimportant, or small. Like we know from the tzaddikim, that there was nothing that to them was unimportant or small. There wasn't such a thing as any sif or sif katan in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah that to them was unimportant. Even though they were always connected to the Torah de Laila, and hein advar, because of their connection to the Torah de Laila, there's an extreme sensitivity to how every single detail of the picture should be just right. Just right. So when you see a person that's talking a lot about God, and he's rolling his eyes, and he loves singing, and he's into all of that, but then when it comes to the digdukim of Torah mitzvahs, that he's careless, or that he's bechlal, not connected to the digdukim of Torah mitzvahs, it's a siman that it's not connected. The Torah de la'ila, so it could be other things, it could be the whole Torah, it's not even Torah l'stam, it's the Mi'aynus. But even if there is something there, that he has a picture of the klal, but of the bigger picture, but he's not concerned with the pratim. Whenever you see a work of art, which I have not really seen so much of, and I'm not in any way, I've never studied that in any, but just even for a person l'stam from the outside, It, when you look at it from far away, and you see how beautiful it is, that's one thing. But then, what's most amazing is when you go up close, and you see how the artist was metapel in every tiny little like shade and color, and if there's a little thing, every tiny little detail, it's unbelievable. The fact that he's trying to get to capture a feeling and the bigger klal of what's happening, doesn't in any way cause the artist to neglect the pratim. It's just the opposite. He's exquisitely sensitive to every single prat. And the same thing when it comes to Yiddishkeit. That's what Rav Kook is saying. Ika yidi hi shetia klolus ha-Torah dveike b'leiv b'chayzik v'akar b'ruah kol kach, that the klolus ha-Torah or ein seif, the tachlis of Torah, and so on, should be so dovuk to the heart and so strong and so clear, ad shemikoyach hashpah saklal yushpa koyach ha-zihirus, that there'll be a hashpah of tremendous care that's taken. Zihirus. Koyach ha-zihirus ha-prati, L'chol mitzvah v'digduke Torah, to every single mitzvah, and all the digduke Torah, and every single prat, every single detail of halacha. But the difference is as follows. When a person is only in the Torah de l'Sata, he's just in the digduke halacha, without any connection to the Torah de l'Eila, then the digduke can bring him to a point of what? Of depression. Of even could be, make him even to a mishigana. Can make him into a crazy person. Depression, no chiyus, no kiss. He's just in the digdukim, like that guy that's worried, the whole day is worried whether or not he's going to be kind of the mitzvah of Shalach Manis, because it wasn't Ayidei Shliach, it was Ayidei Shliach, but he didn't think for a second about who that person is that he's sending to, and that it should be mechazik, the reyus, and the yedidus between him and another Jew. Doesn't think about it for a second. So that way of living in the Torah de l'Sata in the Dikdukim and in the Pratim of Yiddishkeit, that causes all kinds of sicknesses. And it doesn't bring a Yiddishkeit of Simcha, as we were learning throughout. There has to be a connection. And when the person is connected, then V'oz doima hadorba l'koye chayim ha-neveim and ha-leif u'mispashit al-eivarim kulam. The body has many pratim. Each person's body is a work of art that consists of all kinds of pratim. So it's not like the brain. Can you imagine if the brain is the klal. We'll use that as the example. The brain is the klal. That's that's the headquarters, and that's the whole picture, and so on. So if the brain was not interested in the little toe, like we're learning in Tanya, if the brain was not interested in the little toe, because the brain's too chashiv. The brain is like the Torah de l'Eila. It's all big picture. And the brain's not interested in the little toe. Then the person wouldn't be able to walk. The person wouldn't be able to function. In a healthy body, there's a connection between the l'Eila part of a person and the l'Sata part of a person. There's a healthy connection. Shemayim and Aretz, like the Bermayim Chaim in the beginning, the two parts of a person's body is Shemayim and Aretz. There's a connection between the two. Between the person, the part of the person that's Dila Eila, and the part of the person that's Dila Sata. You can have sometimes somebody that he's a brilliant, brilliant person, an Eluisha person, but he doesn't take care of himself. He's not clean, he's not living a normal life. He doesn't eat properly, he doesn't take care of himself. Then you have another person that all he does is take care of himself. It's all he does, he takes care of himself. You see this guy like in the snow, he walks around, he's got still a tan, and he's got the cut-out shirt, and he's like exercising. But there's nothing going on in the Torah de l'Eila. He's involved in all the pratim of his body, and he's not involved in the Torah de l'Eila of his body. When things are the way they're supposed to be, so Rav Kook describes it in such a way, as doima hador l'koyach chayim, it's like the energy of life, hanaveim and halev, that pours out of the heart. He's using the heart, not the brain. It pours out of the heart. It flows from the heart. Umispashet al ha'evarim kulam. The evarim, Rav Kook is comparing the evarim to all the details of halacha and Yiddishkeit. Those are the evarim. And when you see something that really seems to you to be like, I don't see how this connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you can call that like the little toe. It seems to you like it's a little toe. But the truth is, it's not. There's a shefa. That Rav Kook says there's a koyach of life that comes from the heart that's mispashet al ha'evarim kulam, that the little toe is enlivened with the flow of blood of life that comes from the heart. So too, a person in whom there is this healthy connection of the Torah de l'Eila and the Torah de l'Sata, in every single little toe, so to speak, just as a marshal, of halacha that he keeps, every single prat of halacha that he keeps, it's not empty and lifeless. It's not something that's seen as a strange thing that has no relevance to my life. Every single prat is what? Is flowing with the life that comes from the heart, which is the Torah de la Eila, which is the klal of that connection, the Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the person's being connected to the Torah de la Eila doesn't make the a varm of his Yiddishkeit less healthy. Adarabba. Every single prat, every single detail of Yiddishkeit comes alive. It's alive. It's filled with life. It's filled with life. Umispashit al ha'ivarim kulon. It flows. This koach of life that comes from the Torah de la Eila reaches down and flows into all of the extremities of a person's Yiddishkeit, to every single cell of a person's Yiddishkeit, so that when you're keeping this halacha and that halacha and all the big dukkim mitzvahs, it's filled with simcha. When you see a tzaddik, the tzaddik is not dragging himself through the mitzvahs. He's not dragging himself through to all the dinim. Everything's with excitement. Everything's with joy. Not that he feels that this is just something that I have to do. He's filled with excitement and joy. Because the Kar HaChaim is mispashet al ha'evarim kula. It flows into all of the evarim of his Yiddishkeit. But if this is not the way, if the person's Yiddishkeit is not like that, meaning he just lives in the limbs and the toes and the fingers of Yiddishkeit, he's living in the digdukim of halacha. He's keeping Baruch Hashem. He's trying to keep all of the pratim. But it's mi baladei hayidia ha'amitis haklalas. But he's detached from that yidia haklalas of the bigger picture, of the yidia haklalas of the tachlis of why am I learning, like we were learning earlier, why what's the point of my learning. And he's detached from all of that, from the third layla. Then what happens? Then I recall davim and atayru hu inyin miyuchad b'fnei atzmai. Then every single halacha, every single thing in Torah becomes separate. And inyan miyuchad b'fnei atzmai becomes its own separate thing. Inyan miyuchad b'fnei atzmai. It becomes a separate, like an amputated limb. Like an amputated toe. That's what it becomes. V'zameitil shibush b'yisayit ha'kar satayru. This causes tremendous confusion in one's basic understanding of Torah. A tremendous amount of confusion when the limbs and the organs of halacha of Yiddishkeit become amputated and detached from the heart and the mind of Yiddishkeit. There's tremendous confusion even in halacha. There's tremendous confusion even in halacha. Umoineya me'avoides ahava u'nedava, and it can prevent the person from the avoides Hashem, from keeping Torah mitzvahs in a way of ahava and nedava, of love, and of nedava also means of giving of oneself. And where do you see in Tanakh, Rav Kook gets exactly that pasuk? So it's this pasuk that we see in Haftarah, and it looks a little bit funny to us. For the simple reason that we don't know what it means. It says in the pasuk, "V'ha'ari lam d'var Hashem, tzav l'tzav, kav l'kav." So what does that mean? It was a few weeks ago. "V'ha'ari lam d'var Hashem, tzav l'tzav, kav l'kav." And the Navi repeats it over a few times. What does it mean? It's how Rav Kook chooses the pasuk to clinch the whole Torah that he's saying. The Navi is complaining and giving us Musa about the way that we're keeping Torah mitzvahs. And he says this lashon, "V'ha'ilam d'var Hashem tzav latzav kav lakav," means the word of Hashem was to you. The Navi is talking to us. Tzav latzav, like a mitzvah, a tzav, a mitzvah, a tzav latzav. And I was, you weren't. There was no connection between one mitzvah and the other mitzvah. There was no connection between one halacha and the other halacha. There's no connection between one yontiv and another. Everything was tzav latzav. Also, kav lakav is also a line upon a line. It's not a line that connects a person here in this world to the Bari Olam, to the Bari Shalom. The mitzvahs the Navi is saying is tzav latzav, kav lakav means like staccato, you know? Each mitzvah is separate, tzav latzav, a separate mitzvah, kav lakav, like a separate line, a separate little segment, a keta. Kav lakav. V'ha'yu lahem d'var Hashem tzav latzav kav lakav. The pasuk is zer kan, zer sham. A little bit here, a little bit there. Doesn't bring the rest of the pasuk. That's what it says in pasuk. Tzav latzav kav lakav zer. I don't remember that. What does it say in the pasuk? Huh? Zer sham zerka, zer sham zerka. Huh? Yeah. It's Yishaya chav ches pasuk yud. So means zer, means there. Means a little bit here, a little bit there. That the person's Yiddishkeit is not flowing. Compared to what Rav Kook was describing before, that when the Yiddishkeit is healthy. It's like flowing water, flowing all over. That's when there's a connection between the Torah de la'ilah and the Torah de la'sat. Like a river flowing, and like the water, it goes into every single thing. It goes in, the water goes in. The it goes into every little place that the water goes there. But when Yiddishkeit is not like this, so now the description of Yiddishkeit, where it's a person that's just sitting in the Torah de la Sata, without being connected to the Yediyah Amitas HaKlalas, then each thing becomes an Inyan Bifnei Atzmai. Each thing becomes an Inyan Bifnei Atzmai. And the Inyan Bifnei Atzmai means Tzav Latzav, Kav Lakav, Zer Kan, Zer Sham. A little bit, there's a mitzvah like this, a mitzvah here, one mitzvah, another mitzvah, one Kav, another Kav. But the Kav never connects you to God. Because if you have a rope, and the rope is, you need to pull something from over there 100 feet away, and you have a rope and it's 100 feet. The only thing is that it's cut every few feet. Altogether it's 100 feet, but it's cut into pieces. So then you stand at one end, and you have to save somebody's life who's fallen out the window at the other end, and you got the right length rope because you figured out that the room is 100 feet, and there's someone that's hanging over there by the window, and you got to throw. But it's kav la kav. Yeah, mafuz mafart, exactly. Kav la kav, tzav la tzav. So, yeah, what does it say? Tzav la tzav. Well, there are two psukim that say. Kav la kav, kav la kav. Ze'er sham, right. Ze'er sham, ze'er sham. Translates into English like this. For commandment by commandment, and commandment by commandment, measuring line by measuring line. The kav. A measuring line by measuring line. A bit here and a bit there. You heard of any Yiddish guy like that? I'm familiar with that kind of Yiddish. A bit here, a bit there. Little by little. No, not little by little. That's not what it means, little by little. That's not the No, that's not it. That's the v'nahapaychu of what he's saying. Little by little is you saying that's good, little by little, you're getting there. That's not what it means, little by little. Little by little means you're getting there. No, we're talking about... Huh?
So, but each piece that you do...
It's not attached to the next piece. What does that mean, little by little? Little by little means it can be little.
It's all connected.
Yeah, but that's the point. What the Navi is saying here is that it's not connected. You understand? It's not little by little. You say someone's learning Aleph Beis, you say, here, Ingela, Aleph. Aleph, Aleph. Good, very good. Gimel. That's not... So then he's not learning Aleph Beis. It's Kav Tzav Latzav, Kav Lakav. So he's not going to be able to figure out anything in Lashon HaKodesh after Aleph, Gimel, Hey. That's nothing. So that doesn't mean little by little means that I do things in small increments. That's very healthy to do things in small increments. But it means that everything's connected. Here, the Navi is saying, Tzav Latzav, Kav Lakav. It means a bit here and a bit there. But the little bits are not connected to each other. Like I gave the Moshe with the rope. The rope's 100 feet long. The problem is that in between each foot, there's a little bit sliced, and in between each foot, there's just a millimeter of the ground. So the guy's falling out the window, and he's all excited. He comes over, and he says, oh, to have here a rope. I'm going to hold on to this rope. And you're standing there, he says, you're okay, don't worry. And then he pulls the rope. He falls right down to the ground. Why? Because it's tzav la tzav, kav la kav, ze'er kasham, ze'er kasham. No, it's not, the rope is not connected. Pieces are... So he says, a person that keeps halacha without being connected to what? Without being connected to the yediyah ha'amitis ha'klolis. This is the Yiddish kite of Tavshin Ayin. The person not connected to the yediyah ha'amitis ha'klolis. So then what happens is, that's where Rav Kook ends. The Navi says, it's not new. This is a long time ago. But with the Navi, the same Navi Yishab is screaming about, what are you bringing me Karbanis? You think the Baruch Shalom needs, what is this, La Marais over here? That the Baruch Shalom needs to have a fancy restaurant? You're bringing in pieces of animals and putting them up on the Mizbeach? Ramais Chatzai, the Baruch Shalom says, you're trampling upon my Mizbeach, upon my holy place. I don't need that. You know why? Because you're learning all the sugyas of Kodshim, and you really, really bring, and you involve you in all the halachas of Kodshim, but you don't think of the one who the Shechina Kodesh that's in this place. You're not thinking of who you're bringing the carbon to. Your whole Yiddishkeit. The Navi says, V'ha'ilam d'var Hashem, tzav latzav, kav lakav, zeh Hashem, zeh Hashem. Bits and pieces. This halacha, you get, you're into it, you like this halacha, or you get all involved in this halacha. Zeh Hashem, a bit here, a bit there. That's not little by little. It's not connected. Little by little is a very good thing if each piece is connected to another little piece and then another little piece. But if the whole Yiddishkeit, is like I always say with that thing with the Satmar when he came to America and he was, they first driving him, he saw a Basa Kosher, right, that sign, in the butcher shop, like they used to have in old butcher shops, the neon light, and it was flashing. The Satmar says, I'm all kosher, I'm all nid. It's on and off, the sign is flashing. Sometimes it's kosher, sometimes it's kosher, sometimes it's not kosher. On the flesh. So there's a Yiddishkeit that's tzav latzav, kav lakav. It's not that it's... When Yiddishkeit is healthy, Rav Kook says, doim ha-dover l'koyachayim ha-noveyim and ha-leiv mispashet ha-levayim kulam. A river that flows from the heart, and then it goes, all the blood from the heart goes into all of the Eivarim. It goes into all of the Eivarim, like water. But Yiddishkeit, the Navi is saying, this is when this confusion, Shibush, but you said, of course, I'm tired, my name, I'm going to have an adover. V'hoylem d'var Hashem, tzav latzav, kav lakav. A little here, a little bit there, a bit here, a bit there, bits and pieces. That's one of the things, for instance, many of the Chavi have been Zaycha to be by Tzvi Meizel Gazan Zayin in Yerushalayim. To meet him here a little bit, but you see more when you on a regular basis. And we're not masik. Doesn't mean if you, a person sees it. Seems we're not masik. Kedushas Levia and I'm not. But to get a little piece of that, one of the things that you notice right away by Tzvi Meir is that if it's we're not talking this now. It's Erev Parshas Zohar. But you could be sure that Erev Parshas Zohar, that Reb Tzvi Meir, when he was talking this morning in Yerushalayim, he was saying, this is the biggest Shabbos of the whole year. And everybody is thinking that he said that last Shabbos. And he says, there's never been a Shabbos like this Shabbos the whole year. This Shabbos. Because this is Erev Shabbos, Pasha Zohar, Tav Shin Ayin. And he's not saying that like to sound cute. Because to him, there's no such thing, to a tzaddik, there's no such thing as tzav l'tzav kav l'kav. It's not a bit or a piece. Everything is connected. And because everything is connected, everything flows in such a way, at every stop along the way, it has everything in it. It's not like us, so we feel, Pasha Zohar. We'll try to hear. It's not so hard to listen for 10 seconds. He says, "Zochus, Zochus." I'm like, "Okay, okay." I was hiding. It's not a piece of Yiddishkeit. It's the biggest thing in the world. It's the biggest thing, and he'll say the same thing by Vayakal Pekudei. He'll say the same thing by Kisis and by Vayakal Pekudei, that there was never ever a Shabbos the whole year like Vayakal Pekudei. You know why? And then I'll go on to talk about why Vayakal Pekudei is the biggest, most heiligest Shabbos of the whole year is Vayakal Pekudei. You're trying to figure out, is Vayakal Pekudei Nishkan Purim? Is Nishkan Pesach? Vayakal Pekudei has got all these different pieces of the Mishkan. I don't know what's Chazving of, I didn't understand it 2 weeks ago. I don't understand it this week. So I'm going to go buy a picture book. They're selling, picture books. And maybe there's a movie. I'll wait for the Mishkan movie to come out. I don't know what is Vayakal Pekudei. Right? And everybody's holding on that soon will be Pirkei Avos. Soon will be Pirkei Avos. I don't know what they're talking about, but it's all this stuff. Then gets to Vayikra. What's going on here? And Reb Simei is screaming, Vayakal Pekudei, Vayakal Pekudei. What's Vayakal Pekudei? Vayakal Pekudei, because it's not a separate piece. When it's a separate piece, it's not alive. It's not alive. When the Yidden saw that the whole Megillah from Vayhi B'Me'achashverosh, L'chol Zarei, when the Yidden saw, that first pasuk and the last pasuk, it's not Tzav L'Tzav Kav L'Kav. That Vayhi B'Me'achashverosh, meaning when I'm going through all the suffering and difficulties of my life, it's all one big mahalach to bring me to that place of what? Of Dairish Tov L'chol Zarei. What does it say at the end of the Megillah? I don't remember. What's the last pasuk? Nobody lands over here in the Megillah. What's the last pasuk? David Tov La'amoy V'Dayus Tov. I don't know. Huh? Chazar? Something like that. So, okay. So, we'll remember Mitzvah when we land in the Megillah. So, it's all right. Marshall's okay. But the person who lives in a Yiddishkeit that's tzav l'tzav, kav l'kav, so when he's living in Vayhi B'Me'achashverosh, oi, gewalt, 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 oi, it's terrible, it's terrible, it's terrible, there's no hope, there's absolutely no hope, my life is worthless, my life is meaningless. Okay, things got better, and then he comes to the end of the Megillah, and then everything's fantastic, life is great. The Emes says the Baruch Shalom doesn't want either of those. He doesn't want either of those. Not even the life is totally great thing. He doesn't want that either. He wants both. Meaning, when you're going through the Vayhi B'Me'achashverosh, what's the last words? You read it yourself.
The last of Yehudim and Bishana the Melech, Achaveros, Hagadoh, Yehudim, Hoitzer the Leib, Achav
Doresh Tov La'amo, V'Dover Shalom L'Chozav, V'Dover Shalom L'Chozav. So when a person is going through the Vayhi B'Me'achashverosh, it's a tzar, it's no good. So when he's going through that, he has already the line that's connected with Emuna that takes him to where? That takes him all the way to that place of L'chol Zarei. Dover Shalom, V'Dorish Tov, L'chol Zarei. He gets to that place. And then when he gets to that place of the Chalzaro, he doesn't just, it's not just, oh, everything's gewalt, it's gewalt. He remembers what he went through. And he remembers, and he takes Musa, and he takes it to heart, that a Yid has to do tshuva, and he has to make a cheshbon nefesh. A lot of people don't live like that. Their whole life is what? Is tzav l'tzav kav l'kav. That what? Then when it's a horrible day, God forbid, everything is horrible. Nothing is good. And then when it's a gewaldige day, they lose themselves in the fun and the excitement. And it's terrific, fantastic. And the Navi is saying, Vayilam Dvar Hashem, Tzav L'Tzav Kav L'Kav. A bit here and a bit there. That's not the way a person lives. That's why Rav Tzvi Meir, when it's Parshas Zochah, Tavshin Ayin, it's not just Parshas, it's not a separate piece. It's every single thing has everything else in it. Because the Torah de Lasat is connected to the Torah de La'elu. Therefore, the person, the simcha can be together with the avoid of tshuva. It's all one avoid. Everything is one avoid. Like you have a person that he can be running around crazy on Purim, but Tisha B'Av doesn't even come to shul. I'm talking about a situation that I was once talking to a guy. He told me, he said also a nusach, not exactly, but the nusach was, Tisha B'Av doesn't do it for me. Doesn't do it for him. What does it for you? He likes Purim. Everybody likes Purim better than Tisha B'Av. He says, Tisha B'Av doesn't, wasn't that something like that? Tisha B'Av, he said, doesn't even go to shul. Maybe he just came a little bit to daven, but by Kinas, he's already finished. It's an older person. Tell this to me, not a kid. Tisha B'Av, I see. Tisha B'Av, nah. Tisha B'Av was also gewaldig. Tisha B'Av was also gewaldig. When it's not Tzav L'Tzav Kav L'Kav, when it's connected to Purim. But if it's just Tisha B'Av, it's Gehenna. And if it's just Purim, then it's Hoilulus. It's also Gehenna. It's also Gehenna. They're not going to be on Sunday with all of the big advertisements in the newspaper. They're not going to be some bachim that are rolling around in Gehenna. Hashem Yerachim. Everybody should be safe. They're not going to be rolling around in their vomit, acting like idiots, making a chil Hashem. I hope not. It's also Gehenna. Purim can also be a Gehenna. And Tisha B'Av can be a Gan Eden. A Gan Eden, Tisha B'Av. A Gan Eden of his karvus to Hashem. A Gan Eden of what? Of dveikus to the Jewish people, and suffering together with Klal Yisrael, and being with Yidden. But if a person's Yiddishkeit is just a Tardel Asatu, if it's just Tzav L'Tzav Kav L'Kav, Ze'er Sham, then he could be in that piece. But one piece has no relationship to another piece. So then there's no rope. It's not Yaakov Chevel Nachalasa. There's no rope that connects the person to the Bari Erlam. He's just sitting here in this halacha. So he could be sitting the whole night of the Seder. It's a month away, Pesach. He's sitting by the Leil HaSeder. And all he's saying, all he's in the night of the Seder is saying Shtikl Chtayra, that he prepared, you know, on the Haggadah to say some sharp thing. Did everybody say, yeah, ooh, well, yeah. He says some sharp thing in the Haggadah. Because there are thousands and thousands of Svarim, and it's wonderful, it's very gishmak to learn all those things. Before Pesach, you learn those things. And then the next day, during say, you learn everything. It's all wonderful. Who doesn't enjoy it? But the kids are sitting there. They don't know what. They have no feeling of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nothing. You're saying something over from Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, which is dazzling and beautiful. And you have that smile of satisfaction on your face that everybody just said, well, I never heard that, Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. I never heard that. And you have that satisfaction of saying something that nobody heard, and everybody says, "Ooh, I never heard that." And the kids are throwing mara at each other, right? and they're looking, and they have, and they're trying to figure out what is this about, and when did we get to the food, and or to sing a niggin something to sing. They're waiting for one of their songs until finally the kid will just tell you to be quiet, and he reads one of his things that he has from school. And the kid thinks he reads something from school, and at least if they give the kid from school, you could have another tzar. You could have the teacher in school sends home to the kid a piece from a Rishon Leib Disc. The kid, not God forbid, I'm sure, you understand, I'm not saying Chalila, Shulav Disc and Tzadik is not what I'm saying, but the kid has no shaykhis to Rishon Leib Disc. So the teacher also sent home. Why? Because the teacher, you understand, has to make a whole thing, a presentation. The kid comes over and he says something here like this, and because of this is holy, like that, because like this, because the kid doesn't know what he's talking about. Or the other one sends over the gematria of this, the gematria of that, the gematria of this, the gematria of that. So then where's Pesach? What's he say to Zion? Gematria, Pesach is the gematria of boredom and emptiness. That's Pesach. Is the gematria of fresh and go on Chol Moed trips. That's the gematria. That's the gematria of Pesach. That's what it means. Why? Because the whole El Seder. And you have the with the halach. So he's sitting there with his matzahs. Sit with his matzahs, looking at it. One of the matzahs. So what is it? This whole Yiddishkeit is yachatz. You understand? There's no. He would never buy. He would never pay money for matzahs for the if he gets pirurim, if he gets broken matzahs. That's for non halachic Jews. He gets shleimim, right? All of his matzahs are beautiful. Beautiful shleimis, beautiful matzah. But the whole Yiddishkeit is yachatz. The whole Yiddishkeit is a broken Yiddishkeit. Tzav l'tzav, kav l'kav, zeh Hashem, zeh Hashem. So the children are sitting there by the Seder. No, not the slightest hergish of what it means to be a Jew. Which, of course, they would get more from looking in the pictures. They're beautiful things that they make and helping them and talk a little about Medrash, something. Just to say a story and Medrash, to give them a feeling. Like the Maaseh with the Bnei Soscha, with that Yid that he was drunk, right, and he told the kids the wife was trying to wake him up the whole night of Pesach. The wife was trying to wake him up the whole night of Pesach, and he was, because he was the shikr from town, so he was drinking Erev Pesach. He's not allowed to have this man. He was nervous about not having any more schnapps, so he went Erev Pesach before this man, and he filled up and he got totally drunk, and then he got sick. He was lying in there in bed, and the wife is crying. Everybody went to shul. The uncle he couldn't go to shul. Then the children, the wife, they're sitting by the seder. He can't. The guy's drunk. And the wife comes in, what's the matter? You're not a father. You're nothing. You're lying here. Pesach night is a seder, and you're lying here drunk. I can't move. Finally, it's almost the morning, and she's coming there, and she brings him the children, and he's a little bit. He could talk now. So Bnei Soscha, a little bit, and he just like half drunk and here, and he says the nusach something I don't know exactly, but he said look, he says Kindlach, I promise you I'm never going to drink the rest of my life. So he said, I'm never going to have another drink the rest of my life. And what I did to you, no father should ever do to his children. And I beg you to forgive me that I ruined your whole Pesach. I'm so sorry. And I, as a father, I have an obligation to tell you. So I'm so sick and I'm so nauseous and tired. I could only tell you, he says, that the Baruch Shalom created the world. And he's good. He created the world because he loves us. And he gave us the Ovis HaKadosh. First it was bad, it was just a little bit with the flood. And then it was better, and he made the Ovis HaKadosh. The Ovis were good, and the Shift Shvat. And then he put us in Mitzrayim that we should be better. And he took us out of Mitzrayim. He took us out of the bad place, and he gave us his Torah, that were his people. And the same way he took our ancestors out from a bad place, he's going to take us out of this miserable Golis, and we're going to have Mashiach. And he says, that's really the story. And then he fell asleep. So you know the Maisa. He came the next day into shul, and after the first Seder, all the chassidim, because they were by the Bnei Soscha, you know. Nobody was talking about the Seder, whatever, the Tzadik. And the Bnei Soscha said, no, you didn't see a Seder. The biggest Seder in the whole town, you didn't see. What was the biggest Seder? So he called over to this Yankel, and he says, Yankel, tell them about the Seder last night. So Yankel. He says, no, tell them. And all seems standing up. Tell them what a Seder you had. He says, Rabbi, Rachmanis. So the Rabbi says, since the first Leil Pesach in Mitzrayim, there was never, ever by anybody that told the story the way that you told it, that the children got it so clear, the way that you told it. Since he's here, there was never such a Haggadah like you said, the Haggadah. That doesn't mean that Bnei Soscha was recommending that be the next year, and that he continue. Oh, that was good. So to go back to the bottle, that's not. But the Rebbe was saying an important thing. He's saying enough already with the tzav l'tzav, kav l'kav. You're going to go to the Seder and say nach hashtikel Torah, hashtikel, shtikel, hashtikel. Your whole Yiddish guy is nach hashtikel. You go into the store, hashtikel kugel, hashtikel Torah, hashtikel Gemara, hashtikel Tosfos. Peace. It's kav l'kav. The Rav Kook is talking about Yiddishkeit. That's Yushba Koyach. So Yushba Prati L'chol Mizu. How? He says L'Koyach Chaim and the Veim and Alev and Mespashet Alevayim Kulam. A river. Mespashet al ha'evarim kulam. Rashenkin validate the amitis aklalis. Yeah, and I thought, who inin miyuchad b'snei atzmai? Or else your Yiddishkeit becomes everything in your Yiddishkeit is what? An inin, a separate inin. Like an inin miyuchad b'snei atzmai. In miyuchad b'snei atzmai. There's a mental shibush b'yisad akarsa. I thought we're going to see it. We have to see Rabbi Tzvi Yehuda Vod. We'll see the Perish Mishnayos, the Rambam. I'm not going to find me this to see. But it becomes what? Even the halacha becomes confusing. But the Gedolim saw the whole picture of Yiddishkeit. When Rav Moshe Paskin the Shaila, he wasn't passing a Shaila because he was a Bucky in that Sif Kotten, in that Inyan of Amir La'akum in the Mishnah Berurah. As Rav Moshe knew the whole Shabbos, you understand? The whole Shabbos, the whole Yiddishkeit. If you have many, many stories like that, where you'd see that there'd be a person that was like a Baal Halach a little bit, and he passed him one way, but when he came to Rav Shlomo Zalman, or Rav Moshe, it was altogether different, because Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, the whole picture. The whole picture. How is the Mashpi on this person? There's a Chumra, there's a Kula, the different Shitas and the Rishonim, call it Tor Kula. So Rav Moshe was able to pass him for this person. The feet, where that person was, within Halacha, that was Rav Moshe. Kala Torah Kula. In every single Psak Halacha of Rav Moshe Feinstein was Kala Torah Kula. In every Psak Halacha of Rav Shlomo Zalman was Kala Torah Kula. Not that Rav Moshe learned, you understand, Rav Moshe went to a Kailal, that it was a Kailal B'inyin Amir La'akum. There's going to be any day now an Amir La'akum Kailal in B'nai Brak. Where they have 23 Avreichim who are learning very carefully, the Inyan of Amir La'akum, and they're going to become the Gedolim in Amir La'akum. And then you're going to see there's going to be guys coming down to collect for this. The Amir La'akum, the Ben Yisrael La'amim Kailal, and he's going to come collecting that we're learning the Sugya of Amir La'akum for the last 7 years. And you know something? And there's a Shailen Amir La'akum, he doesn't even get it right. So you're learning, you're the foremost. Younger man over there, Namil Akim Karlan, you didn't paskin right. How do you know you didn't paskin? I went to Rabbi Vadia Yosef and I asked him to shail, and he said, not like you. Yeah, how could that be? I learned that Sif Cotton for 7 years straight. How could Rabbi Vadia say different than me? The terrace is, Rabbi Vadia Yosef knows Kol HaTorah Kula. You understand? Kol HaTorah Kula. The whole thing. And he has a big Jewish heart. And he feels the pain of Yidden that don't have enough money to pay for this and to buy that. And what's going to happen? Like, what's going to happen if this chicken is not? I told you once that I had a Rebbe in high school, a Stalin of Chassid. He was a Yerushalmi. He was by Rav Kook. He remembered Rav Kook. I remember he told a few things about Rav Kook. And he said that he lived on the same block as Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. Reb Hirsch Pesach, they called him. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Rav of Yerushalayim, Goyin HaGoyin, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. And he said he remembers as a kid going with a chicken to ask a shayla. Now there's a fear that this shayla, should it be breaded, should it be sesame? Right, that's what the shayla is now. Fried, what do you like, baked, fried? No, with a shayla and a chicken. See, he said that he remembers. He comes to a Tzvi Pesach, and he remembers once that the Tzvi Pesach Frank, when he would come in, he would bring the chicken. Tzvi Pesach Frank always make it nice, sit down, and show him the chicken. And he says he remembers that most times he would say it was kosher, but the mother was always nervous about this and that. But he said that Tzvi Pesach Frank was looking at this, and he takes out this safe and that safe, and he's sitting with this. And he says he remembers, he told us in school, that Tzvi Pesach, and another safe and another safe. And he said he remembers thinking, there's the Rav of Yerushalayim, he doesn't know where. And he's pulling out this from looking thing like this. And in the end of Tzvi Pesach, Frank, in the end, he said, what happened? He said, come back in a half hour. He told us, my Rebbe said, come back in a half hour. goes back, and he comes back in a half hour to the Tzvi Pesach Frank. He goes, and the Tzvi Pesach Frank said that the chicken is Baruch Hashem, the chicken is kosher. And he said to us that he knew 100% that what? It wasn't the same chicken. That the chicken was not, that he showed was treif. And that it's, but they was, he said it was so unbelievably poor that Tzvi Pesach needed time to get a chicken. And he sent back a different chicken. He threw that one in the garbage, whatever, and he sent back a different chicken. This is an Adam Gadol. An Adam Gadol means everything is connected. That's what Gimel Dalet always means. Gimel Dalet means that everything is connected. Like the Gimel that runs into the Dalet, everything is connected. Every word that has a Gimel Dalet, it says in the Sefer HaKadosh, every word that has a Gimel Dalet is always a lesson of connecting. Because that's what a Gadol is. If you think about it, that's what it means. Even Chagadya, I once spoke about a Shabbos Gadol many years ago. A Gedi, a God, like Gimel Dalet, Gedi, it runs from one place to the other. That's what Godless means. Good osik, good achis, right, in halacha. That even though it's not exactly there, but we view it as if it reaches all the way down. Good. On the other hand, the word cotton is the opposite. Cotton is cut. Cut means, like in English, cut. Like a paragraph is called a keta. All the words that are kuftas are always choppy. It always means something which is choppy. Every word with Gimel Dalet is something that extends. It goes, it flows. It flows. Even the Lashon, Gudya in Aramaic, is a river. It's flowing. So all the Lashon is Gimel Dalet, Dalet Gimel always means when something is connected. Whenever it's Kuftas, cotton, cottonness means Kav l'kav, means when there's pieces. That's and that's how a chukah ends. Ki tzorich sheyu divrei Torah nikarim l'chukah achas u'mitzvah achas. That's what's saying about an Olam Gadol. Ki tzorich sheyu divrei Torah nikarim l'chukah achas u'mitzvah achas. It's a chukah achas. It's a mitzvah achas. And that's just it. We have mamish. I mean, look inside. Just the Rambam over the Mibal Day, he says, how you say this when you bring from the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis. On the page that has on top of it, Memches. Look on the bottom, the first one on the bottom. That's the Rambam. How you say this when you bring from the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Rambam is going through the 13 principles of faith. And he says, the eighth one is what? How you say this when you bring to believe that there is Mishnayim. The whole Torah is mipi agvur. Even that little halacha, everything's mipi agvur. Everything comes from mipi agvur, from the big one, from Hashem. Every single tiny detail. Then hefrish benu bnei cham kushim mitzrayim, v'shem ishtam atabel, v'timne ha'isa pilagish. All these tzukim that talk about what appears to be kleinikai, like it goes over the yichas of this one and that one. Bnei Cham Kush Mitzrayim, you know, in Parshas Noach, all the Dairis and so on. There's no difference, the Rambam says, between a pasuk, those words, and what? Ben Anoichi Hashem Lekech and Shema Yisrael. Everything is big. Why? Like Rav Tzimei, because everything's connected. Everything is big. There's nothing small. Ki Hakol Mipi Agvur, V'Hakol Teres Hashem Tmima. Tmima, perfect, whole, everything's connected. Tahir Kedosha Emes. Anybody that comes along and says any tiny little piece of Torah, Moshe Benu, stam embellished, and God forbid, made a story. That person's an happy kofer. He's a kofer. You know why? Because that guy thinks that there are some things that is the heart of the Torah, like Anoich Hashem Lekecha, Shema Yisrael, and the other things that are klipa, like, you know, like the peels, like it's not essential. There's the essential Torah, and there's the not essential Torah. That's kfir. That's what the Navi is saying, Kav Lekav Salah. Rav Kook says, but when the Yiddishkeit is flowing, that means there's no separation between any piece of Yiddishkeit and the whole thing. But when your Yiddishkeit is segmented into pieces, into portions, when it's without the Torah de la Eila, it's just Torah de la Sata, then it's what? Then it's Tzavlet Tzav, Kavlet Kav, whatever. Ze'er Sham, Ze'er Sham. That's Kfir. Then that's what the Rambam says, that that your whole musud of Terumah Shemayim is messed up. You think Terumah Shemayim is Anochi Hashem Elokeinu Shemayim Yisrael? But it can't be that, like the people that are not religious, they can't believe that God cares about. They'll say, you think God cares about Muktzah? Why would God care when I move over here, I move there? They can't be Masik then. But you see that even by people who call themselves Orthodox. They can't be Masik. Why would God care so much about this? But God cares. You tell a guy, every second of your life is devotional. He doesn't look at it like that. He sees, okay, take it easy. Take it easy. Does everybody in Shalom have, that's from 7 o'clock to 7:35. You understand? Savlatsav, Kavlakav. Not just by people not religious. People not religious, they can't understand. What connection, why would God care about how you tie your shoelaces? And they say, that's God. You're making God into something that's small. Just the opposite. Even God is so great that even the shoelaces make a difference. And everything is connected. Everything's connected. You see this even by people who call themselves Shemimitsivs. They don't see the connection. So they'll take Zeresham, Zeresham. This halacha, they like this halacha. This halacha, no. Yes, they don't like this halacha. Zeresham, Zeresham. The whole Yiddishkeit, Zeresham, Zeresham. Even though they'll tell you, yes, do you believe in Terumah Shemayim? Sure, I believe in Terumah Shemayim. So how come, then what are you, how come you're waltzing around with your next door neighbor's wife? You know, how can we doing a horeh, cha-cha? You ever notice how at every simcha, there's always some woman that needs to go to the man's side and do a thing? Like to dance on the man's side or to go there, dafke. There's always an Indian like that. So you believe in Terumah Shemayim? You believe in Terumah Shemayim? Yeah, but not ad kedei kach. I don't believe that the Terumah Shemayim goes all the way down to my feet doing a little dance by the men's section. I don't believe in that. That's kfir. Not that person, God forbid, is a kfir. It just doesn't know. But that's kfir. That's a Yiddish kind of tzav l'tzav, kav l'kav. This piece, that piece, zeh sham, what you like, a little piece like this, it's kfir. Because that, but if you ask that person, would you do that Yom Kippur? No, Yom Kippur, oh. What about Anila? No, Anila is a big thing. That's big. Then that's the Torah klolis. But when it comes down to the pratim of Yiddishkeit, tzavlatsav kavlakav, zeresham, zeresham, the whole Yiddishkeit, zeresham, zeresham. Pieces. And the Navi says, that's Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is godless. Godless means everything is big. The shoelace is a big Indian. But if you're not connected to Tar Delilah, then the shoelaces can make you crazy. And you could say it's crazy. It can be crazy. And even if you're very, very frum, but if you're not connected to Tar Delilah, you might be careful with your shoelaces, but you wish you could get out of it. You feel like you're more tied down than your shoelaces. You wish you can get out. No, Hashem should help us. On Purim, even the simplest Jew becomes very, very, because Ad L'Yadav and Arham L'Baruch Mordechai. Baruch Mordechai is the biggest thing in the world. Arham is the smallest thing in the world. A Yid could come on Purim to such a Madrega of what? Ad L'Yadav and Arham L'Baruch Mordechai. There's no difference. Everything is Elokuz. Yeshiva Zaych, Tavah, Feilach, and Lichtig, and Purim.